Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to today's podcast for salespeople. Today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects. As a matter of fact, it's one that I wrote a book on. The book is called Question Your Way to Sales Success. And today we're going to talk about questions in the hands of a salesperson. I believe the salesperson's single most powerful sales tool. I believe there is nothing in the arsenal of a effective salesperson that comes anywhere close to having the power that a good sales question, appropriately phrased, well delivered, has. It's the ultimate sales tool. You know why that is? Because of a very simple understanding. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than this. When you ask a question, they think of the answer. I know that sounds incredibly simple, and it is, but it's also often the most simple things are the most profound. Just think about that a minute. When you ask a question, they think of the answer. You know what that means? Think that through a little bit. What are some of the implications of that? Well, the implication is this, that the questioner is influencing and shaping the thoughts of the questionee. Let me repeat that. When you ask a question, they think of the answer. Who's in charge of the thoughts? The person who asks the question. Oh, wait a minute here. Yes, now you're starting to get a little picture here of how powerful a question can be, because it is the tool that influences and shapes and directs the customer's thinking. Let me just prove it to you. You know, let me ask you a question. Did you enjoy what you had for breakfast this morning? No, I want you to know I really don't care. I just wanted to illustrate the point. What'd you do? Here's what you did, probably, in like a little nanosecond, you know, like a choo, you visualized, saw in your mind what you had for breakfast this morning, and then you either said you did or did not enjoy it. You know, you made a judgment about that memory, but the memory came up in your mind. Now, that's probably what you did. And why do I know that? Because I've asked this question before, and I know that's what people do, because when I ask the question, you think of the answer. You see? Now, so that was a very simple question. And an easily thought of answer. But if we get more complex, we can create more complex thinking. And therein lies the greatest power of a question. And it's a power that most salespeople never even begin to understand. When you ask a question, they think of the answer. That's number one. So what does a good question do? I want to talk about why a question is such a powerful tool in the hands of a salesperson. Number one, it directs the customer's thinking. You got that. Number two, now sometimes, you see, we ask questions even if we know the answers, because the purpose of the question is not to get the answer. The purpose of the question is to get the customer thinking. Now, that's one purpose. But there's another purpose, and that is to get information. And, of course, the better question that we ask gives us better information. And if we ask superficial questions like how many of these are you using and who are you buying it from, and what are you paying? And, you know, all that kind of superficial stuff that a lot of salespeople just occupy themselves with. You're going to get superficial answers, and you're going to have superficial information, and you're going to have a superficial relationship. Why? Because your questions were superficial. If you have deeper questions, you get deeper information. Create a deeper relationship. Like, how does this impact your company? What happens to you if this thing doesn't work? Where does this fit in your big scheme of things? You know, those are deeper questions. And prompts deeper thinking on the part of the customer, and also better information for you. Number two, a good question provides information. Number three, a good question creates insights. What do I mean by an insight? Well, you know, an insight is something, a realization that a person has about something they already knew, they just didn't understand that. You know, if you know this, sometimes your customers don't know what they want. They don't know what they want. And you do them a service by helping them understand what they want. Here's an example. Some time ago, I went shopping for an automobile for my wife and with my wife, and we encountered car salespeople. And eventually, we found a good one. And the reason I knew he was a good one was because he took the time to find out what we were looking for and get to know us a little bit before he started pushing a car on us. And here's one of the questions that he asked. I remember it because I thought it was a great question at the time. Once he found out that we were looking for a car for my wife, he directed his attention to my wife. And he said, "Now, Mrs. Kale, which would you rather have? A car that's quick and sporty and kind of fun to drive, or one that's a little bit more stable and a little bit more comfortable?" And she said, "Well, I've had sporty, and I guess I'm ready for comfortable. Now, here's the point. She did not know that. She did not know that about herself until she was asked a good question by a good salesperson that forced her to process life experiences and values and so on. And when she did, she discovered what she wanted. She created an insight. See, the question does that. A good question in the hands of a good salesperson creates insights in our customers. That's number three. Here's number four. Good question conveys the perception of competence. Well, this is one nobody even thinks about. And it's a powerful, powerful function of a good question. Conveys the perception of competence. See, sometimes we form our impression, our perception of someone's competence, not so much by what they say, but rather by what they ask. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're having trouble with your car, and so you take it into the mechanic, and the guy's got a sign on the window, you know, that says computer diagnostics, and you walk in there, and you say to the guy, I'm having trouble with my car. It's making a funny sound. And he says, well, don't worry. We've got computer diagnostics, and we're all certified. Just leave it here. Pick it up at 5. We'll take care of it for you. You say, oh, gee, I don't know if I want to do that. You walk across the street. There's a mechanic on the other side of the street, so you take the car up to him, and you say the same thing to him. Now, he doesn't have any sign in the window or any certificates hanging on the wall or anything, but, you know, you say the same thing to him. I'm having trouble with my car. It's making a funny sound. And he says, what kind of sound? And you say, well, it's a thumping sound, you know. And he said, ooh, where's it coming from? And you say, the front of the car. And he says, passenger side or driver's side? And you say, passenger side. And he says, what are you driving? And he looks out and says, 2006 Taurus. Let me ask you, when you start the car in the morning and the engine is cold, do you hear the sound then as loudly and as regularly as you do later in the day when the engine is warm? And you say, no. And he said, okay. When you drive down the road, you drive at different speeds, do you hear the sound go faster as you drive faster and slower as you drive slower? And you say, well, no, as a matter of fact, I don't. It's about the same regularity no matter how fast I'm driving. He says, okay, good, I got it. Tell you what, I'll leave it here, pick it up at 5. All right, you have a choice. Do you leave your car with the first mechanic or with the second one? And I'll tell you that I've asked that question in hundreds and hundreds of seminars, and everybody says, well, second guy. Why? What about him? And the answer is, well, he just seemed to know what he was doing. What made you think he knew what he was doing? Well, he asked a series of good questions. You know, what did he say? He said nothing. He said absolutely nothing. But he asked you a series of good questions, and you formed your impression of his competence, not by what he said, but rather by what he asked. The functions of a good question. Now, there's more, but that's enough for now. You got an idea on why a question is such a powerful tool? We'll talk about this in some more podcasts, but that's enough for now. Go forth and sell well. Bye-bye.